Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, home of the listing dish. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griff and Lee.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. If you're listening live, congratulations. Today is March 22nd, 2018. If you're listening in the archives, I know you're busy. This is show number 497. We're just happy to have you with us. Now, spring into action and give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, it's 888-RADIO-30, or if you prefer, just your number straight up, no chasers. 888-723-4630.
Hi, Griff.
Yes, hello.
I'm here, dressed and ready to go.
I can tell.
Yep. Hey, remember Adam from the UK?
I do.
His eBay ID was R2000.
Yes.
And he sent us email again.
Yeah.
You remember we dished his listing last week?
Mm-hmm.
So in the email he says, just following up from the listing dish you gave me. Now, first of all, Griff, there's a way to get to this listing. And it's
right.
Relatively short.
Yes.
So if you're ready, it's ebay.com/ITM/. And now we're going to put in the number, the item number. 1-325-2776-8534. So in its entirety, it's ebay.com/ITM/1-325-2776-8534. So remember, it was the Nikon D3200 camera and
yes,
all the stuff that went with it, right?
Right.
Okay. So he talked with eBay UK customer service via live chat.
Okay.
They told him that this item, a Nikon camera, is subject to U.S. customs restrictions.
Yeah.
He sent us the chat manuscript in which the CS rep said, quote, some items may not be eligible for GSP for a number of reasons. It could be that the item doesn't meet international trade and customs regulations. It may not comply with the requirements set by one or more of our shipping partners.
Mm-hmm.
It may not conform to eBay's own international delivery standards. And Adam says in his email, would love to know your thoughts on this and how I can rectify it. So I'm at his listing. And if you go to the shipping, you know,
yeah,
see details of the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
He's got item location is in UK, the UK.
Right.
Then he's got shipping too, and he's got all these countries, but not America.
Right.
So do you have any ideas for him?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So you, GPS, the folks at GPS, they make these rules or decisions about what is allowed based on custom restrictions, and I don't have any other information. My only thought would be if you want to offer this to the U.S. market, to just offer it straight up outside of GPS.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to use GPS. You can just ship it, ship it yourself.
Can he use GPS and also?
I believe so. I know on the eBay.com site, you can select GPS and then add alternative shipping for specific areas that you choose. And then that makes, If you do that, say you select Canada,
mm-hmm,
and I'm gonna ship there by international priority, that means that the Canadian buyers no longer see this as an option to purchase through the global shipping program. It's just going to be directly from the seller at their stated cost, whether that's calculated or flat rate or free.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And if you look at his listing now?
I am looking at it.
He fixed a couple of things?
Tell me.
Well, I don't know, but it looks good to me now.
Yeah. I remember there was a confusion about the lens and the kit. I guess that's been straightened out.
That's been straightened out.
Yeah.
And
I'm thinking he
gets a 5.
Okay, if you want to give him a 5, I'll give him a 5.
Okay,
too.
Yay, you get a 5. So what you have to do is please, and he's over in the UK, you do get a pass on having to call us, to win the 5, you know, stars.
Yeah, because he's asleep right now.
He's sleeping, and he can't call in. So I'm going to go ahead and send him a dish towel.
The sellers in the UK sleep
20 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then they get up and work at a furious pace for 4 hours, and then they go back to sleep for 20 hours.
How nice.
It's an interesting circadian rhythm of the sceptered isle.
Well, truthfully, one country that I went to, and I'm not going to name the country because I love the country, and I wouldn't want them to feel that I was saying bad-mouthing them. It was not Mexico. It's over. It's in Europe. That's all I'll say.
It's in Europe.
It's in Europe.
It's Italy.
And it was a country where
it was France.
No, let me tell you what it was, and maybe you can guess it.
I'll try my best.
They party late at night, even on weekdays. Okay, they start partying like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And they bring the children. The children are there partying with them and everything. And then the next day they all have to work. And I just wonder about that country. And they did run, I'll give you some more hints. They did run into some problems a couple of years back with monetary values and things of that sort.
Oh, it was Greece.
It was Greece.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's,
God,
I mean,
bless
the Greeks.
Them.
What are you going to do? Right?
God bless them. They love to party.
They love the Russo.
Late at night, you know, I just couldn't figure out how the heck did they go to work the next day.
Well,
they do.
What's more important, partying or working?
Party, definitely.
Thank you.
But, you know, you have to get your work done first.
Why? Who says?
Lee Marable. To me, you know, when I go home, you know, we have to edit John edits the show, right?
Yeah, and you go out and have fun.
Puts it up, takes a few hours, especially on Tuesdays because we have a 3-hour show and guests and stuff. And by the time we get it up there, you know, we're ready to go have dinner or something. But I absolutely insist that it be done before we start our evening. I can't have fun if I know I have work to do. Isn't that the way you are? If you know there's something niggling at work,
yeah,
that you have to do, that you could be doing,
right?
But instead you choose to party.
That's a no-brainer because I don't party.
You do a little bit.
I topple. So before I topple, I might want to get a few tasks done.
Do you like pancakes?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I mean, the concept's fine, except that just 2 or 3 bites and suddenly I'm bloated.
Oh, your stomach is bloated.
It's
just,
it's not for me. Yeah. They never have been for me.
So, I have an item number for you.
Is it a pancake?
No, but it has to do with pancakes.
What is it?
2022. 5168-6224. Again, that's 2022-5168-6224. So when you get there, let me know. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, so it's Pancake Wear by IHOP Loungewear Collection.
Ow, what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Okay.
I'm wearing IHOP.
See the clothing item thing where you can, there's a drop down box?
Yeah.
The one piece is for you, Griff.
One piece.
Yeah. Click on the one piece.
Yeah, that's exactly what a 63-year-old man should be wearing, is a child's onesie. How long will it be before I'm arrested? Oh, I can choose my size.
So here's what's going on.
Adult extra large.
If you're an avid pancake aficionado and you crave a stack of fluffy flapjacks any time of the day, IHOP is just the wardrobe to show off your pancake passion. Ultra comfy pancake wear. And so what's going on is the pancake wear collection launches as part of IHOP's 60 Days of Giving campaign.
Oh, that's sweet of them.
Which runs through March 31st, 2018. And as of earlier today, 156 items have been sold. 167 now.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So go to Pancake Wear by IHOP Loungewear. The money goes to charity.
Yeah, this would be perfect for your trip to Walmart.
In fact, all the proceeds benefit. Don't make fun of Walmart. Proceeds to
have
benefit.
Have you ever been to Walmart?
I have been to Walmart many
times. Yeah, it's impossible not to make fun of them. I'm sorry.
I always make sure I'm dressed well when I go there in case somebody's there with the
black
hidden
tie
camera.
For me,
you know what I mean?
Black tie.
Make
for
my
me.
Makeup's on good and everything and all that. The proceeds go to benefit.
I hike my bra up so everything is, you know, in order.
The proceeds go to benefit Children's Miracle Network. So
well, that's nice.
That's an important thing that IHOP is doing.
Well, 50% of them.
50%, right?
Which is better than nothing.
You're getting so Jewish in your old age.
Oh, me?
Yeah, it's
I was
better
always
than
Jewish.
Nothing.
I wasn't raised Jewish, but it's in my, you know, I told you about my family, right?
Yeah, that they didn't. Did you do your DNA? Do you know that that's the one religion that shows up in DNA?
Really?
Yeah.
When you look under the microscope, you see a lot of little, like, cells with palis
you
and a little yarmulke.
You see a little dreidel and, you right. know, the whole thing.
Stop staring already.
Serious, it does say. It does tell you. You should do your DNA with Ancestry. It was just so much fun.
Nah, you know, I don't really want to know anything about my past. I'm trying to forget it.
Oh, it's just so much fun, Griff.
Really?
It is. I'm having a blast with it.
I know from whence I came.
Yeah, and my children.
It wasn't pretty.
Yeah. One of the largest ever collections of rare and one-of-a-kind Star Wars collectibles is now available on ebay.com/Star Wars. ebay.com/Star Wars. It's available through early April. It's valued at more than $100,000.
Really?
This incredible collection is truly as epic as the Star Wars saga itself. The devoted lifelong collector is a former Kenner engineer and master toolmaker who was lucky enough to grow up in Cincinnati, Ohio. As all Star Wars collectors know, Cincinnati is the home base for Kenner, as well as one of the exclusive test markets for Star Wars collectibles. No time, effort, or expense was spared in amassing this unique collection, which spans from 1977 to the present day. Okay, I got to go down there.
Well,
now.
I'm there. But,
it's eBay.com.
Yeah.
/Star Wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see all this. I remember when we had the chance to buy this stuff. What was I buying? Antiques. What a fool.
You were buying brown furniture.
Brown furniture and antiques, right? What an idiot. I could have been buying this stuff and retiring early. But no. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30 and tell us what you're thinking. 888-723-463. Let's ask Griffin Lee.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
As an eBay seller, you've got a lot to keep up with. That's why it pays to read TameBay. For more than a decade, TameBay has been bringing you daily must-read news from online marketplaces worldwide, and that's just for starters. TameBay also provides how-to guides, up-to-the-minute videos, and insightful ebooks, all with an eye towards enabling you to make your e-commerce business as profitable as possible. Because TameBay founders Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson know firsthand what it takes to succeed on eBay and elsewhere. Sign up for a free membership to access all that TameBay has to offer, including the TameBay Guide, a comprehensive directory of tools and services that can help you sell more online. For up-to-date e-commerce news and content from all around the globe, go to TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment of Ask Griffin Lee is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source our springtime hotline. Oh, it's springtime, isn't it?
I forgot.
You wouldn't know it from the weather. It is open just for your calls at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, maybe you're at your day job or out of thrifting, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player, and we're happy to answer it while we're on the air. In the meantime, Anita did call. She's from Parkersburg, Iowa, known on eBay as Truth, Blue, Fire, and Griff. She is a first-time caller.
Yay!
Hi, Anita. What's your question or comment?
My son is helping me with eBay. And he takes pictures, but he takes very few pictures, like only two or three. And I'm trying to tell him, maybe three or four. And I'm trying to tell him that he needs to take more pictures.
Okay, this is a fun one. Can he get on the phone with us and you?
Yes, he's sitting right here. We've got it on speaker.
Oh, you.
Hello, how's it going?
What's his name?
Billy.
Hi, Billy. How you doing, Billy?
Hi. I'm doing fantastic.
Okay. Well, Billy, I've just gone to your listings. I put Truth Blue Fire into, as you click on seller and then you put that in, and I found your listings.
Mm-hmm.
And Griff, did you?
I'm on my way now, so okay. Continue.
Great. We have a perfect opportunity here, Billy, to help you become all you can be. I can already see you're a good seller. You have, your feedback score is 1,144 and you have 100% positive feedback. So may I please give you applause and congratulate you on that. Okay. You guys are doing a good job. You're good sellers. However, you can be better. Griff, why don't you take over from here?
Well, okay. So, I'm looking at a listing that has more than one photo. It has six, so that's not bad. But
well, I do all the moving photos, so.
You do the what?
Yeah, I've been taking more pictures, though.
Yeah. He's been taking some more pictures, but six. That's maximum.
So there are 12 available spaces. Some of these are okay. I'm looking at, let's look at this. It's a cap, SEM hat cap, snapback, red, white, automobiles, cars. There's a lot of photos here, but some of them seem redundant. There's like three photos of the back. I'm not so sure what that's up. There is an out of focus photo of the label in one of them I can see. And then there's the photo of the front. What's this last photo? Yeah. So I think what's more important isn't that you always take 12 pictures, but that every picture that's in your listing shows a completely separate aspect of the item, whether that's a different angle or a close up of something that's important. So, for example, the example I give is they're selling a box with a lid. It's a four-sided box with a lid. The lid opens up. What's the minimum number of photos that seller should provide for that box?
Six.
No.
I don't know. But
I'm going to take a picture of all four sides plus the inside.
Right. But there's not just four sides. There's a top and a bottom. There's six outside sides, and there's one inside. If this box was in a shop, the person who might be considering buying it is going to pick it up, and they're going to look at every side. And then they're going to open the lid, and they may make a comment like, oh, that's cute. And then they'll put it down and say, oh, how much would you take for that? On eBay, you have to kind of duplicate that same experience so that the buyer can see all six sides as if they had picked the item up and were turning it around in their hands. That's important.
I like that way of describing it, how, like a flea market experience, try to, you know, because that's what people definitely want, to be able to experience if possible.
Well, I tried to tell them that you got to take a picture of the hat as a whole, the inside of the hat, and then if there's a design on the front, get a close-up of that, get a close-up of the label.
Yes.
And if there's any stains or anything on it.
Yes.
You are right. You are correct.
That's correct.
You know, I always go with, all right, they give me 12 for free. eBay gives me 12 free pictures.
Yeah.
Can I use them? Am I being redundant? And usually it ends up being, you know, at least 9 or 10.
Yeah.
So something else I noticed about your pictures. Griff, go ahead and talk about their pictures.
Well, so I'm looking at some of the figurines, and these are really dark. It's not easy to see them, and I think it might be a combination of things. Have you ever taken any of our photo tutorials or workshops?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
They're online, Anita.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing I would do, and I'm gonna go do this now. So Lee's gonna talk to you, and I'm going to go search for something very quickly.
Okay, Anita, how long have you and Billy been listening to our show?
Oh, probably. Billy really doesn't listen too much.
Yeah, this is the first time. Yeah.
Is it?
I listen to the past episodes.
Uh huh.
You started maybe 3 months ago.
Okay. As you probably know, Anita, since you've been with us at least 3 months, it is our quest, Griff's and mine, that you become the best seller you can possibly become.
Right.
You become as successful as you can. So I am so happy you called today, because we love this opportunity, don't we, Griff? When we see a good seller who's obviously doing well, and we know we can even make that seller do better and be more successful, that excites us.
That's correct.
So did you find what you were looking for, Griff?
I did find what I was looking for, and okay. I want to give you an item number, and then we'll go from there. So I want you to consider, and I know I'm kind of picking out one particular seller, but this particular seller has the best deal on this. There are other versions of this, and you'll see them if you go to this page. The item number is 2617.
Got it.
5164.
Got it.
9276.
Let's do that again. It's 2617.
Yes.
5164-9276. Anita, were you and Billy able to get there?
I got it.
Okay.
Well, I don't have it. I'm not on the computer.
Oh, okay.
So the item number that I gave you is it's a LED light box that I highly recommend. I've been flogging this thing for the last 5 years all over the place, because it is the single best solution for sellers of merchandise in that kind of size range that you sell, whether it's hats or knickknacks or other stuff. This will provide you with the best possible photos with the least amount of work. Now, if you scroll down when you're looking at that item, you'll see more options for this product. And there are some smaller ones which may actually work for you just as well. What I want to make sure that sellers understand is the difference in technology for these light boxes as opposed to some of the cheaper ones that are also available in the same row on the bottom of this listing. You want a light box that is not translucent. The lights are inside the box, and they're, in this particular case, it's an LED panel on the top that will give you the most diffuse light with very few shadows, and you will get brilliant professional photos, as opposed to those light boxes where they shine little lights from the outside through translucent fabric. Those are crap. Don't even think about buying
and
one.
And this seller has it for $85.95, or best offer.
Yeah. So you're going to improve your photos drastically with that. And if, I don't know if there's, Lee, did you say last week or the last show that the eBay open workshops are still open? They're still available?
Yes.
So if you go to, and what was the URL? Do you remember
it's
eBay Open?
eBay Open 2017.
Right. So if you go to eBay Open 2017, on, just put it into Google, you'll find it. There's a workshop page and there's a photo workshop that was created for and then presented by yours truly, which will, I think, help you a lot in getting better photos. Better photos are what you need. I'm not even going to be ambiguous about this. You're competing in a market where you have to have the best possible photos in order to survive. So I really want you to up your game on your photos so that you can get more sales.
Okay. I do have a few other quick questions.
Go ahead.
Just a yes or no. Does it do any good to do promotions manager continuous and then delete and restart it?
Promotions manager?
Yes.
You mean like run a promotion and then let it run its course and then start a new one?
Yes, because I do them continuous. Should I put a date on them?
Yeah, that's fine. What you should be doing is tracking their results so that you know which type of promotions for how long work best for you. Are you tracking the results of promotions?
Yeah, it says it on my dashboard.
Okay. So, but yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever it takes to get more buyers buying stuff from you will work.
Okay. And then my son likes to put box numbers in some of the titles. And so he can go on inventory and it'll come up in the search when he does his inventory. But I like to put them in the custom label box.
That's where they should be.
Yeah, they belong in the custom label box. You don't want to waste the space in the title with stuff that's not directly related to the description of the item. So the title should have only keywords that relate to the item. Putting in stock numbers or inventory numbers or SKUs in the title is not a smart move. We have to take a break.
Stay with us in case you want to ask more, Anita.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Express your eBay opinion right now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images, complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of makers' marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.